This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday edition. We have got more of the College World Series coming your way this afternoon. Will it be as exciting as yesterday? It's almost impossible. We had 3 one-run games. Two of them decided in the ninth inning, in the bottom of the ninth inning, and one was 1-0. And we will have game one between LSU and Cal State Fullerton at 2, and then TCU and Virginia will play at 7 o'clock tonight. We will talk with the Tennesseans, Adam Sparks, a little Vanderbilt, their amazing comeback yesterday to start the excitement at TD Ameritrade Park. Adam will join us. We'll also talk a little golf. Michael Colgate, Loper, soon to be Husker, and now Nebraska State match play champion. We'll get his thoughts on the Prairie Club, the format, and what it was like playing against his former teammate in Lance Lawson as he beat him in the 36-hole final yesterday, 5-4. They've also got a neat little event going on at the Hilltop Mall involving a little golf, a little fun, a little giveaway on Thursday night. And Lizzie Wheatley is going to join us, the marketing director up at the Hilltop Mall, to talk about that event. So that's all coming up on the show today. The NBA, the NHL, plus a lot more to talk about on today's program. The particulars, if you'd like to join us or send us a question, send us a comment or inquiry, all you have to do is fire it off to the Twitter address at ESPN 1460 1550. Those are numbers at ESPN 1460 1550. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Take care of them. And saw the Ashwigs. They were working hard yesterday, getting crazy. They do a great job for you, so stop by and see them at the Dent Popper if you ever need their services. Of course, again, the email, dougandaddy at espnsuperstation.com. And if you'd like to give us a buzz, Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. We will be on the road on a Thursday, and that'll be at the eight-man camp going on in Hastings. The 38th annual Sertoma eight-man all-star game is Thursday, so we'll be at Central Community College, our yearly stop over there, talking to the coaches, talking to some of the players. Again, the Shrine Bowl had, I thought, a little bit better feel to it. You knew that there was a lot of studs playing, and I think the eight-man game is going to be just as exciting. I think the eight-man talent with seniors this year was a little higher. I mean, if you're going to be average, some years you got to be higher, some years you got to be lower. I think this is one of the years that the talent is a little bit above average. There are some great players, some of them from our listening area, some of them from state champion Hemmingford, some of them from the eastern part of the state, and there's just great players, and hopefully you'll get a chance to attend the game Saturday. It's also on Classic Hits 98.9. Friday, we're on the road. We'll be at the Kearney Country Club for the Tasha Kider Memorial Golf Tournament, and something special going on this year with the golf tournament, as they are basically full for the four-person scramble. But leading up to that is one of these outstanding hole-in-one shootouts. you got a chance not only to win $1 million, but you know they're videoing it. You'll be on SportsCenter. You'll be on all the television stations around here. You'll probably even get a guest appearance on the Doug and Daddy Show. I mean, $1 million, guest appearance, Doug and Daddy. Whoa. I mean, come on. Here's what you do. Qualification is from 8 a.m. to 11:30. Then the $1 million shootout is at 12 noon. The golf tournament starts at 1 o'clock. Qualifying times, 8 to 11:30. The two that are closest to the pin during the qualification will get to shoot one ball each from 170 yards out. And if it goes in, you get $1 million. If it doesn't go in, there's plenty of great, great gifts and great prizes to win as well. So keep that in mind. Even if you're not in the golf tournament, Friday morning, swing on out to the Kearney Country Club and give your donation. A lot of this goes to Snag Golf, which stands for starting new at golf for the elementary schools and the junior high schools around the Kearney area, and now expanding throughout the listening area as the Kyder Memorial Golf Tournament has been going now for a handful of years, and they continue to send the money and send the proceeds out. So find out more about it. You can go online. You can contact the Kearney Country Club. It's going to be fun, and it's this Friday, and wanted to get that out for you as well. But today, full program for you. Baseball, golf, hockey, football, and, of course, the NBA Finals. I believe that we're going seven. I like Cleveland going seven tonight. I like Cleveland. And they'll go seven, and then I think Golden State will win on Friday night. Your thoughts, shoot us an email, shoot us your tweet, find out what you think. And again, will Golden State just want to get it done tonight? Golden State is actually favored by four in this game. So Golden State favored by four in this game. Can LeBron James get enough help to beat Golden State tonight? We'll find out. There you go. And also... did you watch the Stanley Cup final last night? I watched it back and forth because I was watching the College World Series. So I was flipping back and forth. Scoreless through the first. Scoreless late into the second. Only 2:47 remaining when Duncan Keith was able to knock one in. Patrick Kane assisted on the game winner. And this one ends up 2-0 Chicago. And it's kind of cool. And it's another reason why I hope Cleveland wins tonight. Because regardless, Cleveland can't win it at home now. Golden State could win it at home. I just think there's something way more special about winning whatever it is if you're playing at home. I mean, let's face it, folks my age or around my age, when you were playing the high school football finals, but you were on the road versus being at home, maybe you won, maybe you lost, whatever the case would be, so much cooler to win at home. So much cooler. And, of course, when you're on the national scene, so much cooler to win at home. We'll see if that happens. The Blackhawks winning at home for the first time since 1938. First time since 1938. San Diego Padres. Should we care that they fired Bud Black? I thought it's unusual. Is it a little early? Are they not getting along? They made all these changes. What did they expect to be? They were 32-33, so that's 65 games. Did they expect to be 45-20? I mean, that's what they're saying right here. Bud Black had been with them. I think, again, he falls under the stagnant category. 8 years there, kind of everything had run its course. There was no pep. There was no, you know, zing. So they're going to bring in some new blood. They don't even know what they want to do. So that's the case there with the San Diego Padres. And I know number two fan of the Doug and Daddy Show is probably still distraught today in a corner sucking his thumb. But when were the Padres last relevant? You got the Dodgers and the Giants in that division. Arizona. I mean, it's tough. San Diego. As Royals fans, we know you don't just turn it over overnight in small market situations. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to head to the College World Series, and we're going to be chatting with Adam Sparks of the Tennessean. Exciting. I feel bad for Cal State Fullerton. You feel bad for the Nebraska kid and Tyler Peitsmeyer, who said, you know what, once I got on the field, the whole Nebraska coming home thing, that was not the emotion. He goes, the emotion was being around the family and getting to do some things and all that. But come on. There's a little more there. Say it or not, there has to be. I mean, you're not from Texas. You're not from Minnesota. You're not from Virginia. You're from just down the road, and you're getting to, I mean, even in the pros, unless you're closing out game, a World Series game. This is going to be the biggest sports moment of your life. And it didn't go his way. And even Coach Vanderhook says, hey, we had the situation we wanted. Lefty versus lefty. This is the guy that we thought we were going to be able to get out. And he just got on one. And home runs have made a difference now in the College World Series. Let's face it. If this is last year, Cal State Fullerton and Arkansas probably won the games yesterday. Miami had a home run one by one. Cal State or Vanderbilt had a home run one by one. It's changing. It's changing who can win the College World Series, because Arkansas and Cal State Fullerton probably would have won yesterday if we had the big seam baseballs. And that seems maybe a little outrageous to some, but the stats are there to back it up. 888-455-ESPN. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Also, a couple of other sports notes. We'll talk Legion baseball a little bit later on, some of that going on. Nebraska football tickets. Usually you would go, I kind of almost felt a little queasy about reporting it on the afternoon sports yesterday, because about this time after the Doug and Daddy show yesterday, University of Nebraska announced that they were putting about 1,500 season tickets up for sale. Well, in the past, that would have been like the big vacuum, the big bang. It would have sucked. I mean, 15 minutes, they'd all been gone. It's kind of the way you just think about Nebraska and tickets for any of the major sports. Apparently not the case. There were still a few available this morning. So, if you want season tickets for this year, $399, let's face it, you get it this year, you're going to be on the list forever. $399 season tickets, 7 home games, pretty darn good home schedule. 1-800-8-BIG-RED or go to Huskers.com. 1-800-8-BIG-RED, go to Huskers.com. The majority of the tickets are available for the first time due to a change in the visiting team allotment at Memorial Stadium. Usually they got 4,000 tickets. Now it's just 3,000, which conversely means every once in a while when you get that yuck game, McNeese State, you know, whatever, just because it was close. But, I mean, they're not ever going to use their 4,000 allotment. So then a couple days before the game, the university will say, hey, they turned back some tickets. Well, that might not be the case so much. But your chance here to get home season tickets to the Huskers, who also picked up a commit yesterday in defensive back Markel Dismuke, if I said that right, 6'2", 180-pounder out of California. He was going to go to Cal. Then he changes his mind as the Nebraska staff got to him. He had offers from Michigan, Arizona State, Mississippi State, the number 19 safety in the nation. This is a big-time get. Some of the times, he's a three-star, and he had offers from Kent State and New Mexico. Well, not this kid. This kid looks like the real deal. This looks like this is the second four-star commit, if you're into that, for the Huskers with Des Moines, Iowa offensive lineman John Reardon. The basketball, women's basketball team also picked up a couple of big commits. One of the 6 finalists for the California Miss Basketball Player of the Year award in a guard, McCole Caton, and also a top 100 player in Kathleen Doyle out of Illinois. And in the least shocking story of the overnight, former Husker forward Walter Pitchford has announced he's withdrawing his name from the NBA draft, and every team in the NBA is going, who? That's right, Pitchford's going to finish out his schoolwork at Nebraska and then go overseas to play professional ball. So he kind of had to declare so that he could go do this, and it's just a timing paperwork thing. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, College World Series talk, Adam Sparks, the Tennessean in Nashville, right after this.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just create happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The 38th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Game is this Saturday at Hastings College. And you can catch all the action on Classic Hits 98.9, Pregame at 1, kickoff at 1:30. The Sertoma 8-Man Classic, Saturday on Classic Hits.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's your Weather Eye forecast powered by WeatherOlogy.com. Lots of sunshine for today with highs topping out near 80 degrees. And tonight, slight chance for showers and storms developing mainly after midnight. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now it's 70.
Doug and Addy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with their Midway Auto Outlet now open. Kearney's newest used car location to go along with their brand new lots. Midway's pre-owned vehicle selection is at an all-time high and continues to grow every day. Stop into the Midway Auto Outlet to choose from a late model vehicle or a budget-friendly used car that's sure to fit your needs. Gently owned cars, trucks, SUVs, vans, crossovers, and more. Midway has you covered with a multitude of used cars available on Central Avenue in Kearney, right behind Midway Chevrolet, the old Killian Motors lot. Stop in and see them today or go online for a very latest and see every vehicle on their lot with a video tour of each one that you're interested in at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Continuing on with the College World Series, two more games today. LSU, Cal State Fullerton at 2, and at 7, TCU Vanderbilt. And to talk a little bit about the defending national champions, we welcome in from the Tennessean, Adam Sparks joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Hey, real good, guys. How are y'all doing?
Well, doing okay. How's the pulse this morning?
it's dropped a little bit since yesterday. That one turned pretty quick yesterday. I think I had my game story written for one outcome, and then one swing later, that all kind of changed. But it was at least fun to watch.
Adam, we all had the time to sit here. We all know what the story of the game was. Pretty much everybody believes that if it doesn't rain, Cal State Fullerton and Eshelman's going to finish this thing out. If it's 3-0 or 3-2 or whatever it ends up being. But then we talked about it all day yesterday on the show, that Vanderbilt almost seemed like a 50-50 chance now that even though down 3-0 with three innings to go that they were going to win the game. Was that the feeling you got?
Yeah, I think somewhat. I mean, a lot of it hinged on one pitch, which was a really, really odd situation where Xander Wheel, their cleanup hitter, was up. You have Eshelman's on the mound the night before. You don't feel particularly good about that situation because Eshelman was lights out. But you have a night to sleep on it. You bring in a reliever, and his first pitch had to be to a really good hitter with a full count and two outs and a runner on third. And once that hit went through a double, scored a run, you had a feeling maybe that their chances had increased quite a bit. Yeah, if Eshelman stays on the mound, they finish the game Sunday night. I just don't see a comeback coming there because Eshelman, he could have gone the whole way. He has plenty of complete games this year. I think they would have kept him on the mound until he probably lost the lead, and that just didn't look like it was going to happen. If you're on the Vanderbilt side and you won the title last year, Fullerton hasn't been in a few years, you almost kind of feel like the good fortunes were with you there because once the Lightning came, it wasn't as if everybody looked around and said, what effect will this have? Everybody, I think, on the Vanderbilt side said, this is for us. If the weather stops this game, it is absolutely a benefit to us because we get Eshelman off the mound, and that's what happened. Maybe a defending champion, you get a little bit of a good break. That was certainly one with the weather.
What did Xander say about the pitch? What did he say about overnight for the folks that hadn't heard?
He said he didn't think about it at all, which is crazy for me to think about. Maybe he thought he could overthink it if he had. You know, they basically have a few different rules with their hitting coach, and one of them is they look for a fastball away on full counts or on when they have two strikes. And so he had that rule in mind, and that's just what he was going to do. You know, we had talked a lot about going into the game of what he thinks is probably going to be fastball. The pitcher is thinking that, so he'll throw off speed. Xander knows he's thinking throwing off speed, so he's going to look for off speed. You know, it's the kind of this back and forth yin and yang type thing. And I think eventually he just cleared his mind, went up there and tried to look for a fastball, which is what he got, and he put it to the wall in right center.
Adam Sparks of the Tennessean, join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Adam, kind of a little bigger picture. Are you surprised Vanderbilt's in Omaha?
No, not at all. It was a little more of a surprise a year ago because they had a good regular season, but not a phenomenal regular season. They got hot in the postseason last year. After the SEC tournament and the regional and the super, they were really, really good. This year, they bring back seven guys from the lineup that started the national title game last year. They have their entire starting rotation. Their three weekend starters are all juniors, all drafted, two first-rounders, one third-rounder. And they've got Dansby Swanson, maybe the best player in the country at shortstop. And so they were built to cut to go this year. They weren't necessarily built last year. It seemed a year early last year, but it would have been a far bigger surprise if they didn't make it here.
Adam, I commented at the top of the show that some people think they're making a big deal about the change in the baseball, but it's showing that we have home runs. I said, if this was last year, Cal State Fullerton and Arkansas probably won yesterday. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's the effect of it. Now, you know, what we can say, if you knew you had a different ball, maybe you play it differently. I know in Vanderbilt's case last year, they aimed to play more small ball. They hit, I think it was 20 or 21 home runs last year. I'm sorry, 22 home runs last year. Their national championship season, that was the fewest home runs the team had ever hit in school history. And they win the national title because they relied on small ball and doubles and so on. I mentioned before, seven of the same hitters are in the lineup this year. They've hit 67 home runs. so more than triple of last year with the same hitters. And so I think that just spells out the difference. And so this year they have not really played as aggressively running the bases because they know they've got probably six or seven in the order that can hit it out at any time. We saw yesterday with Jaron Kendall with the home run. That's a guy that's usually in the six or seven hole in the order, not particularly known for power, but he's hit four home runs in the postseason just because he knows it if he has it if he needs it.
As I look, Vanderbilt looks pretty darn good. I mean, they're not the lowest ERA, but they're under three. They're one of the best offensive teams in Omaha, and they're just so solid with their starting lineup with seven or eight, if you include Kendall there. But what do they have off the bench? I mean, there's not a lot of sticks, maybe one or two that you could pinch hit. What about depth of this baseball team as it's important to stay in the winner's bracket at Omaha?
Yeah, once you kind of, as far as hitters go, once you get past that first, the initial batting order, there's not a whole lot that they've relied on consistently. Yesterday, if Kendall would have gotten out, Ken Murphy was going to be the hitter. He's a freshman second baseman. Actually had a really big hit, ended up being a game-winning or go-ahead hit in the SEC tournament. You don't go much past him as far as the bench goes. They're really good with their first nine. They don't go much farther than that. The bullpen was actually their biggest question in the regular season, and it's been significantly better in the postseason. They've had three or four relievers. They feel like that they feel better about now than they did a month ago. Starting pitching, Bueller is really good, a first-round pick. Pfeiffer is pretty good, a third-round pick. Carson Fulmer pitched the other day. Once you get past that, they've had some pretty good starters, and they had to be, because they lose all three of those starters this season. So all their weekend guys, or most of their weekend guys, are what you would see in a fourth and fifth game if they make it that far in Omaha. So I think they feel better about their pitching right now. But if there's any hiccups there, it's probably the bullpen, just because that gave them some issues earlier in the season.
Vanderbilt plays TCU in the bracket two winners game tonight, 7 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. We're talking with Adam Sparks of the Tennessean. So has Coach Corbin released yet who is going to get the start?
No, I am actually waiting minute by minute right now. They're discussing whether they're going to announce it. You know, it's this cat and mouse thing of, well, you tell me your starter and I'll tell me yours. I'll tell you mine, and that's kind of where they're at right now. It's going to be one of two guys. Either it'll be Phil Pfeiffer, a left-hander who pitched him to the win in the Super Regional to get here, or it'll be Walker Buehler. Both of those guys pitched against TCU earlier in the season when they played in the Dodger Classic. Buehler was a little better. He went four innings, gave up one run. It was a shortened start because he had elbow soreness, so he was just coming off an injury. Pfeiffer is a left-hander, which usually has given TCU a little more trouble. Certainly didn't against LSU the other day. But having a lefty, that would be the argument for Pfeiffer. The argument for Buehler would be that he's a little better. I mean, he's a first-round pick, obviously, and he hasn't pitched in almost 2 weeks. They didn't have to use him in the Super Regional. He's actually their number three in the order. And in the game in the Regional, it was a 21-0 rout of Radford. So he hasn't really pitched a meaningful game in about 3 weeks since the SEC tournament. I'm sure he'd like to get some innings in.
And, Adam, what about TCU? What about the previous game? I would think that not a lot would have a bearing on what happens tonight. What are the coaches and players saying?
No. The game from a couple of months ago, they look at it as, you know, very different. I think TCU's lineup's a little different. They'll have a different pitcher on the mound regardless of which one they throw. Morrison, the guy that they threw against LSU, was the one that faced Vandy a couple of months ago. Vandy's lineup is quite a bit different. I mean, for example, Jaron Kendall, that hit the home run last year, he was just kind of squeezing into the number nine hole in the order. And now he's one of their better hitters. And so the two teams look quite different. I will say TCU looks a whole lot better than I would say Vanderbilt even thought that they were two months ago. And TCU was number six in the country then. Tim Corbin said it was eye-opening how well they beat LSU, because there's a high deal of respect for LSU in the SEC. And the fact that they bludgeoned them that badly in the opener says a lot. TCU, I think, 4-1 against SEC opponents this year. They also obviously beat A&M. So they played the best in the SEC, and they've beaten them 4 out of 5 times. They'll face Vanderbilt, another one of the better SEC teams tonight.
Last minute here with Adam Sparks of the Tennessean. If I told you Vanderbilt was the only undefeated SEC team in the College World Series, would you have been shocked?
I don't know if I'd have been shocked. I obviously, with four teams here, you'd expect somebody's going to go pretty deep. But, I think sometimes we covering the SEC, you kind of get the same thing in the football season with the bowls. Well, if a lot of teams are in them, they're going to win a lot of them. That's not necessarily the case. Everybody else has really good teams, too. And so I'm not surprised that there's this many teams in Omaha, but it doesn't shock me that a lot of them have been beaten. There are other good teams in this tournament, too, obviously.
You're a lifelong Tennessean. Nebraska was supposed to come down there and play a little football here in the next couple of seasons, and that got way pushed back. I don't know, we'll be pretty old by the time that happens, Adam. But Vanderbilt obviously has at least a couple of Nebraska connections, with Dobson as your strength coach. Jerry Godowski's down there on the football team as well. And I know you're right there covering the Commodore football team, so let's ask you a Vandy football question. How are they looking as you approach fall?
Well, Dobson is already one of my favorite guys on campus. Vanderbilt is going to have to be better, because they weren't very good this last year. They only won 3 games. They feel better about their defense this year. The big storyline there is that Derek Mason, the first-year head coach, fired both of his coordinators. He hired a new offensive coordinator from Wisconsin, Andy Ludwig, and he became his own defensive coordinator. The defense wasn't very good, so he just said, I'm not going to bring in anybody else. I'm going to take it on myself. He was a really good D coordinator at Stanford, and so he's going to use a little urgency there in the coaching staff to try to turn that thing around. In the SEC, it's still hard to win, obviously, but they've got to do better than 3-9 and 0-8 in the conference.
And I got to ask you just because I want to get to Nashville sometime. Haven't ever had the opportunity to be down there. So it's summer. We're coming down. It's a non-sporting event. We know the country music capital of the world. What does Adam Sparks recommend?
Anything down Broadway. Go down there and take a walk, and you'll run into about 10 places that'll stop you before you get to where you want to be.
And conversely, what do you love about Omaha?
So far, all I've done is the park and the hotel, but I'm told the how do you pronounce it now? Runza?
Yeah, yeah.
I've got to get a Runza. I love beef, I love cabbage, I love onions, and the rumor is all those things are on one of those.
You're gonna love it, brother, and it won't break your expense account either.
Well, I may go get about 3 or 4 of those here tonight. If you can recommend to me where to get one of those, that'd be great.
Well, now see, Runza is a fast food chain in Nebraska, so you won't have a problem finding that. Now, there are a couple places probably in Omaha that would do something different as far as a homemade deal, but you like that. If you like steaks, there's 2 or 3 places down there as well, the Chop House, the Drover. There's a couple of really good places to go get some food down there. They're in different locations. One of them's right down there in the old market, but a lot of great places. Of course, you got to try the Zesto, Adam. It's like world famous there with the College World Series, too.
All right, I'll do it. If we can ever get the weather to cooperate so there's not back-to-back game days, it'll be good.
All right. Hey, Adam, thanks so much. It was great chatting Vanderbilt with you. Enjoy Omaha, and hopefully we can do it again.
All right, good deal. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Y'all. Adam Sparks joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great chat from the Tennessean. Maybe that's it. Taking a week off. We're going to Nashville. What the heck? Get down there, see what's going on. We're going to take a break. Again, Vanderbilt TCU, 7 o'clock tonight, and we'll have that for you here on ESPN Radio. The first game is at 2 with Cal State Fullerton and LSU. Going to talk a little golf, a couple of fun events coming up. Michael Colgate's joining us after the Nebraska Match Play Championship, and we'll also talk with Lizzie Wheatley from the Hilltop Mall. They got a fun event going on Thursday. We'll fill you in on that after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Treat Dad like a king this Father's Day and shop at Gary Michaels Clothiers. There's special savings throughout the store. Buy any 2 sportswear items at regular price and receive the 3rd free. Mix and match Nike golf shorts and polos with Tommy Bahama camp shirts and shorts. Perfect for the golfer or casual dad. For the professional dad, all in-stock seasonal sports coats and suits now 30 to 50% off. Add a dress shirt and receive a tie half price. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers for Dad. Downtown Hastings and on the bricks, Kearney. Open late Thursday and Saturday until 4.
At Copycat Printing, we do more than copy and print. We help our customers communicate. Today, the need for effective design is stronger than ever.
With the experience from our design team, let us help you refresh your look. Whether it's a new design or enhancing your current vision, we provide personalized designs for any project in mind.
Design isn't just a job, it's our passion.
Contact the design team at Copycat Printing, 2100 Avenue A, visit CarneyCopycat.com, or like them on Facebook. Copycat Printing, the better idea.
Back in time, a caveman, his name was Ugg, got tired of gathering nuts and berries, decided that meat was a neat treat.
That mine too.
Ugg was the first human carnivore. Ugg inspired others to try meat. They liked it too. Ugg now serves as the spokes caveman for Carnivore's Meat Supply. Dozens of cuts of fresh beef, pork, chicken, and fish. Early carnivores used to have to knock on cave doors to find meat.
Love meat.
All you need to do is head to Carnivore's Meat Supply, west off 281. On Old Potash Highway.
What are your plans this summer? A family vacation? Sunny days by the pool? A nice cool home after all that outdoor fun? Then have your cooling system checked by the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Our technicians will make sure it's ready for all those hot summer days. So schedule a checkup today with the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating at 308-236-6437. Or in Holdridge at 995-4481.
Come out to the Royals-Red Sox Weekend Series at the K. Friday is the Big Slick Celebrity Softball Game. Then at 7:10, it's Buck Night and Summer Fireworks. Saturday at 6:10, the first 15,000 fans get a Mike Moustakas ALCS bobblehead presented by Pepsi. Family Fun Day Sunday is Father's Day. So the first 10,000 men get a Royals barbecue apron presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Game time 1:10. Tickets at Royals.com and Hy-Vee. Let's make this season forever royal.
Hey, Nebraska, are you ready to save big on your next set of tires? Then get to Big O Tires now during our huge buy three tires and get the fourth free sale. You'll save 25% on all Cooper, Nitto, and Sumitomo tires to fit all passenger cars, crossovers, pickups, and SUVs. There's no forms to fill out or rebates to wait for, just an immediate savings of 25% when you buy three tires and get the fourth free only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Tuesday here in the month of June. Glad to have you along with us. You know, June Madness, they took it right over from May. I went and saw Colin yesterday, had a little lunch at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. The Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill is the best of both worlds in downtown Kearney. Monday had the steak sandwich special. Awesome little baked beans. Awesome little drink. Awesome. Tuesday, it's the salad. But in the month of June, just like in May, because it's such a hit and everybody seems to love it, it is June Madness, where right now the entire month, every moment they're open, you can get any salad on the menu for only $5.55. It's crazy. You can't find a better salad for a better price anywhere in the Tri-Cities than the Kearney Chicken Coop. Grilled chicken sandwich or grilled chicken salad, a taco salad. You get to put the sauces on it, just like the wings, if you so choose. Lunch, dinner, somewhere in between, they're only $5.55. So as long as they're cooking in the kitchen, you're enjoying any of their delicious salads for $5.55 throughout the entire month of June. And if you're not going to have a salad or you've had them twice this week, you want something different, the great menu from appetizers to steaks to burgers to pizza to the chicken and the sandwiches, they're all so good at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, where you can watch tonight's NBA Final and College World Series at the same time. It's crazy. The best of both worlds, the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, downtown Kearney. So much going on, and Father's Day is coming up this weekend. A lot of dads like to golf, fish, work in the yard, and we welcome in from the Hilltop Mall, Lizzie Wheatley, the marketing director. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
Well, this has become kind of one of the new, I don't know if fads, crazes might be the word here, is putt-putt golfing, whether you're putting on the bricks, whether you're having an event to raise some money, and you guys are becoming part of this at the Hilltop Mall for Father's Day on Thursday night, teaming up with a lot of golf businesses, some of the businesses in the mall. Just kind of tell us what's going to be going on Thursday.
Right. So Thursday, we're putting for discounts and putting for prizes. Thursday night, we have from 5 to 9, a 9-hole mini course set up in the mall. And we are partnering with the Kearney Country Club and Elks Country Golf. And they're going to have some awesome prizes for you if you want to play all 9 holes in the mall. We'll have some holes in the stores and out in the open area. Mm-hmm. And then you can enter to win our grand prizes. So you could win a round of golf. You could win some mall gift cards, a book. We're giving away lots of big prizes. And you can win prizes at each hole.
And the cool part about this is with miniature golf, everybody can enjoy it, whether you're one of the kids, whether you're dad, mom, grandma, grandpa. There's always fun there, and each hole is a little unique. And it's not going to take a lot of time, but you do get to go to a variety of spots throughout the mall, and each hole is a little bit different.
Right, and we're just going to do it drop-in. So you can start at any hole in the mall, and you don't have to do all of them if you just want to go to the holes at your favorite stores because they have the best discount that they're offering. Some stores are going to offer 40% off one item or give away some headphones. So it's going to be pretty great, and you can kind of pick and choose what holes or do them all and try to get some grand prizes.
The 9 holes. Going on this Thursday night at the Hilltop Mall from 5 until 9 o'clock. And as you said, some of the snag golf, and we've talked about this with the folks at the Kearney Country Club, the Tasha Kider Memorial. I mentioned that earlier in the show. They're having their big golf tournament Friday. So some of it will be Velcro ball or a little bit softer. Some of the other stores have their own in-store deal, so you won't even be hitting the same putter at all the stores.
Right, right. So there are different options and different levels available, so it can be a nice thing for adults and kids.
Lizzie Wheatley's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Father's Day is coming up. Of course, the Hilltop Mall got a lot of places where you can get something for Dad, and if you're the kids or, man, he's got everything, this is going to help the pocketbook as well because each place has something really neat for you.
Right. The stores have all their dad gift ideas out, and there's some really good ones in there. Also, you could just bring him to Thursday night and just have some little one-on-one putt-putt with Dad, maybe even win him a round of golf, too. That'd be nice for the pocketbook.
And that is fun time, a little father-daughter, father-son type of fun. And, again, play all the holes, and you got a chance at some of the grand prizes. And as Lizzie said, you can just play some of the holes if you're strapped for time or, hey, you're running in, I need to get this, get that. Yeah, hey, I just saved 25% or I won something by playing the putt-putt golf tournament. And as you haven't quite, I guess I haven't asked you, but it is for all ages and everybody can participate.
Right. Exactly.
So bring up the entire family. Dad'd like to be out having fun over the weekend, so that's why you're doing it on Thursday night.
Exactly.
To give him a little chance.
A little break during the week, get those putting skills ready for a big golfing day on Saturday.
And I know Thursday, not for everything because the fields are always packed, but like Legion Baseball and a lot of things are take that Thursday off to get ready for the weekend, so it really is a good night to have it in. It's from 5 until 9 o'clock. Now, if I know some of these golfers, Lizzie, they'll come out and they'll scout it. They'll look at the course. So when will they be able to come up and just kind of see what's going to be really going on?
We'll have everything up earlier in the day on Thursday.
So come on up Thursday to the Hilltop Mall, Golf USA, Hallmark. Did you want to run down some more of the stores that will have some of the
golf
holes?
Yeah, sure. Sequel Bookstore, GNC, Sporting Edge, Maurice's, and then Elks Country Golf Course and Kearney Country Club will both be available. They're going to have information about all their summer golf programs, and they're going to be given away and have a little putting hole for you.
Now, since you're kind of in charge, do you have to go and play the course ahead of time to make sure it's suitable? Is that going to be in your plans?
Oh, that'll
Thursday?
Definitely be in my plans. I wish I was eligible for the prizes, too.
Great prizes. You mentioned a couple of them. Is there anything specific that you wanted to throw out there as far as grand prizes or specific prizes that will be available?
Yeah, a $50 mall gift card for a grand prize. Elks is also giving away a round of golf, and Golf USA is giving away two $25 gift cards. So those are big. And then Sequel is giving away a book. And I know at Extreme you can putt to win a nice watch, a men's watch.
Ooh. Cool. That would be an outstanding Father's Day gift. So it's all coming up Thursday night, Hilltop Mall. Anyone is eligible. Dad's eligible. Kids eligible. Grandma's eligible. Have some fun. Nine holes throughout the mall. A little putt-putt. You can't go wrong with a little putt-putt golf. You don't even have to be a golfer to come up and compete in this, Lizzie. Everybody has fun knocking the golf ball around, whether it's a softball like the Snag Golf or whether it's the real thing like we'll see in a couple of the stores.
Exactly.
Anything else we need to let the folks know about?
Just to get that shopping in before Father's Day, and then stay tuned. Next month, we're going to be having our citywide sidewalk sales. So downtown and the Hilltop Mall, we're going to be having big sidewalk sales the weekend of June 12th or July 12th.
And if a lot of people are like me and they're shopping, they probably need to know the mall hours as it gets closer to Sunday. Can you throw those out for us off the top of your head?
Right. So Monday through Saturday is 10 to 9, and Sunday is noon to 6.
All right. It's all going on Thursday night at the Hilltop Mall, 5 to 9. Stop up anytime in that four-hour time frame. Have some fun with the family and win some great prizes. Marketing Director of the Mall, Lizzie Wheatley, with us in studio. Lizzie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Have fun Thursday.
We will. You should come, too.
I'm going to try. We've got, because I think I'm around. It's crazy. And, boy, a chance to break something. Oh, no, I mean hit a golf ball and not lose it.
Chance to win something.
Hit a golf ball and not lose it. That's right up my alley. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, a little more golf. Kearney's own Via Florida, former UNK golfer, now headed to the Huskers, Michael Colgate's going to join us, won the Nebraska match play yesterday. Plus, we'll talk about his transfer and a few other things. So stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Kick back and relax at the Flatwater Music Festival, June 26th and 27th at Prairie Loft in Hastings. Enjoy a craft beer and listen to live music by award-winning bands from across Nebraska and Colorado. We'll have music on two stages, plus music workshops, kids' activities, games, food trucks, art vendors, and more. Daily admission is only $10, and kids under 12 get in free. Find details at prairieloft.org. See you June 26th and 27th at the Flatwater Music Festival in Hastings.
I call Kearney Crete and Block for all my landscaping bricks and paver.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do an outdoor kitchen, fire pit, and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Calling all Kearney area golfers. Would you like to win big golf prizes like a round of golf and big discounts to your favorite stores? Then stop by Hilltop Mall's big golf event Thursday, June 18th and take a swing at Hilltop Mall's 9-hole mini course. There is a chance to win at every hole, including rounds of golf, gift cards, and equipment from Elks Country Golf, Kearney Country Club, and Golf USA. Tune up your putting and win big this Thursday, 5 to 9 at Hilltop Mall.
Come out to the Royals-Red Sox Weekend Series at the K. Friday is the Big Slick Celebrity Softball Game. Then at 7:10, it's Buck Night at Summer Fireworks. Saturday at 6:10, the first 15,000 fans get a Mike Moustakas ALCS bobblehead presented by Pepsi. Family Fun Day Sunday is Father's Day. So the first 10,000 men get a Royals barbecue apron presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Game time 1:10. Tickets at Royals.com and Hy-Vee. Let's make this season forever Royal.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one.
Doug and Daddy Show.
My best shot.
Little Doug and Daddy Show Tuesday. It's not just baseball, a little golf, getting ready for the U.S. Open. Good Lord, that looks like that's going to be tough. Dog! Let's take a look at our Midtown Mar cooler question. Midtown Mar to Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. If the Cavs lose the NBA Finals, will LeBron James be named the Finals MVP? The first off of a losing team since Jerry West. 67% of you said yes, 33% said no. Again, I think a lot of it has to do with tonight. I'm still hedging that LeBron, without a doubt, is the MVP. Whether they give it to him or not, you know, some people. We'll find out. Well, we ask you today on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com, vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. With the Chicago Blackhawks winning their third Stanley Cup since 2010, what organization with at least three championships has been the best this millennium among the big four sports? Good Lord. We've had that many dynasties this millennium? The Lakers, five championships, two runners-up. Blackhawks, the three champs. The Patriots, four championships, couple runners-up. The Spurs, four championships and runner-up. The Heat, three titles, two runners-up. The Giants, three titles and a runner-up. Or the Red Sox, three titles. I think the way the Giants do it in baseball has just been amazing. I know that that's not going to be the winner. The Patriots, that's where you look. The NFL, the toughest sport. It's the world sport. It's the United States sport. We're not talking about soccer. We're talking about the NFL. So I think whatever that potion is, and I think that's where the majority will vote, the Patriots probably get the vote. But what the Spurs do, the way they're in the playoffs every single year, I think I'm going to throw my vote to the Spurs, because along that line, they have probably beaten better teams in the finals, but they just find a way to get it done. I'll vote the Spurs, then I would pick the Patriots. Your vote now on the best little what's the word I'm looking for here? Great team with the best franchise here over the last handful of years that have won three or more championships. Well, another championship and a pretty nice looking trophy goes on the mantle for Michael Colgate, and he takes some time away from his work out at the Kearney Country Club. And it's about time you got back, Michael. Where you been the last week? Good morning. Congratulations.
Thanks, Doug. I've just been hanging out in Valentine, Nebraska since about last Thursday, and I got back yesterday afternoon with a nice little trophy here, and glad to be back in Kearney. It's been a long couple of days.
Well, you've played the Omaha Country Club trying to qualify for the U.S. Open, which is this weekend, and you also told me that you hadn't had the opportunity to go up and play Valentine, and they jammed a lot of golf into a small amount of time. So when you went up, saw the course, tell us a little bit about preparation for a guy of your caliber when you have short time to prepare for a pretty long event like this.
I mean, at that point, it's all mental. You just got to know that, you know, you can compete with anyone out there, and basically just got to think you can birdie every hole. The first 2 days were stroke play, and so the main idea was just not do anything stupid, not make any doubles or any big numbers. Luckily, I sprinkled a few birdies in there here and there. But, yeah, once you get to match play, the only way to prepare for that is to think that, you know, whoever you're facing, you're going to beat them, you know, every single hole. But the course, at least both courses, they were a lot like Awari Dunes out here in out near Asheville. And playing for UNK the last couple of years, that helped a lot. So seeing the course right away, you know, I didn't, you know, I'm kind of glad I didn't actually have to play a practice round there. So playing all those rounds at Awari the last few years definitely helped out.
We're talking with Michael Colgate here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yesterday wrapped up a long week by capturing the Nebraska Match Play Championship over his former teammate and buddy Lance Lawson. This is a question we get a lot. Pines, Dunes, did you have a favorite? Did either one fit your game a little bit better?
I don't think so. I mean, both are pretty wide open. The greens are big and pretty severe. You know, I played the Pines a lot, but I really like the layout of the Dunes. There wasn't many trees. I think the greens might have been a little tougher, a little more complex, but both great tracks, and I can't wait to play them again one day.
Difference between, and this will come from just me, kind of the amateur golfer, difference between playing with all the sand that you can find in any of these courses that they have now built in the middle portion of the state, playing out of a sand trap as opposed to a blowout or a waste bunker. Differences in your game, the way you approach those?
I mean, more of the blowouts, you know, just the way I attack them is just open the club face a little bit less, you know, a little more square setup, and take a little bit less sand. You know, the more bounce you add to the club when you open the face, the more likely you're going to chunk it or ricochet off the sand and blade it. So, you know, try not to do too much of a shot like that. I think that's the key when you're going from regular bunkers to just blowouts, because you basically just play it like dirt. You either pick it clean or just take a little bit of sand.
I definitely know how to play off dirt, so I got that. I can put that in my memory bank right here. Michael, what was it like playing against Lance in the final? Not necessarily – you can talk about the way you guys played, but obviously you knew that this was a possibility.
Right. It was both good and bad. It was good because, you know, I've known Lance for a couple of years. He's a really good buddy of mine. I've got a lot of respect for him, and, you know, getting up on that first tee with him, there were absolutely no nerves. I don't know if he was feeling any nerves, but I felt completely comfortable. It felt like just another practice round. You know, we were traveling to another tournament, and felt just fine. The bad, you know, there's going to be someone that loses. Someone's not going to come out on top. And, you know, half the time it could be me, half the time it could be him. And, you know, once it started getting towards the end of the match, it did get kind of emotional because, you know, who knows how many times we're going to be able to face each other like that again. But, you know, it's honestly an honor to play against him as a competitor, but it's been more of an honor to be his teammate and his friend. So I'm looking forward to hopefully more matchups against him like that in the future.
You guys played some really good golf the first 18 of this 36-hole final, as it should be in the final of this magnitude. Lots of birdies out there. There were not a lot of ties. It seemed like somebody was, in fact, over the number of holes that you guys played, which was 32 holes. 19 holes were won and 13 were tied. That's a little unusual. Talk about the swing in that 18 holes where you went from two down after nine to two up after 18.
I mean, it was basically whoever was going to make birdie, whoever was going to make the putt. We usually hit the fairway and we're on the green too. And it literally just came down to who was going to make the putt. And, you know, a little bit of luck came my way. A couple putts fell. Caught the lip on a couple. You know, that's golf. You don't know if it's going to be like that every day or every other day. So we just, I think both our mindsets there were just hang in there and you know, see how many birdies we can make.
The thing about match play is you can look at that bracket and go, man, there's a lot of good people. And there were so many, you could say upsets, but that qualifying, you know, everybody that made it, that's a crazy thing. And there was a lot of the top seeds that went out from the qualifying. And you, Michael, almost went out in the very first round. You had to go extra holes. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was not playing great golf. I wasn't playing that bad, but the other guy was playing really good. He probably had six birdies on me in the first 15 holes or so. Mm. And I was four down through 12, I think. And then I played my last seven holes 5-under, including the playoff hole. But I was dormy with three left, so I was three down with three to go. And finished birdie, par, birdie. Got up and down on the last hole for birdie. And then, let's see, that extra playoff hole made a 25-footer and gave a real big fist bump. I don't know how big of a loser I look like given that fist bump, but, you know, it felt great. It was great to get that adrenaline back. I haven't had those nerves in quite a while, especially with redshirting this last year. But it was really cool. I've never come back from being down in a match like that. You know, I wanted to throw up a little bit in the middle there, but, you know, I got through it, and you know, luckily everything turned out all right.
Yeah, Aaron Stockton of Omaha won holes 9 through 12, and then, as Michael said, he won 16 through 18 and the 19th hole as well. We've seen, reading some of the results, and this always happens in match play, somebody chips in, somebody gags a 60-footer in. Was there a specific one for you that really, whether it was in the first round, first match, or any of the other matches, that turned the tide on a shot like that?
Not really. It was just pretty boring golf. It was hit the fairway, hit the green, make 15 to 20 footer. It was nothing flashy. I never chipped in or made a 50-foot bomb or anything. Just, you know, staying out of trouble and playing to my game, playing to my strengths. My wedges were okay this week. My putter was pretty solid. There were a couple times where it wasn't that great, but it was just boring golf to me. Just hit the ball, find it again, make a putt.
Gosh, one of these days I'd like to play some boring golf. Michael Colgate with us for another minute here before we put him back to work. What's next, Michael? What's your summer plans look like?
I'm waiting to see if I'm going to get into the Trans-Mississippi Amateur. That's in Kansas in a couple weeks. I'm alternate right now. If not, I've got the Nebraska Cup matches in Lincoln at Wilderness Ridge on July 10th, I believe. So that'll be a lot of fun. It's us amateurs against the pros. And then after that, the U.S. Amateur qualifier, Beatrice, and hopefully I'll qualify for that. And I'll probably play in the state amateur now in Elkhorn at the end of July. So I just got to keep working hard and keep getting better.
We talked about it with some local golfers like Riley Reinertsen and Scott Gucheski and Crick and Vermeer. They were the ones that were able to advance on to the sectionals from the Omaha Country Club. A lot of folks remember a couple of years ago the Senior Open was there. Your thoughts on the way? It wasn't your best day, obviously, but your thoughts on the golf course?
It is a great golf course. The only thing that I struggled with was reading the greens. It was basically just an optical illusion. I don't have very good eyesight to begin with, so that's where I struggled with. But the long course is in great shape. You know, I'd love to get back there one day. Hopefully they keep hosting that U.S. Open local qualifier there. Greens are firm. Greens are fast. Rough was pretty thick. And, you know, if you can putt and chip well there, you can putt and chip well anywhere. And if you can shoot under par, you're one of the top players in the state. So all the guys that made it through that local qualifying, you know, they're, you know, hats off to them. They played really well.
Just a couple moments left with Michael Colgate. Came up from Florida. Family was a UNK. We've talked with him in the past a season ago when he made the NCAA tournament about some of those stories. As you watch from your perspective of the U.S. Open this week, and they're talking about how long it is and maybe tough and firm, I don't think you probably have any familiarity with that course out in Washington, but I'm guessing you watched that tournament probably a little different than a guy like me or another amateur, as a guy that tried to qualify for it. Who is a young golfer do you kind of look up to, and how do you watch a tournament like the U.S. Open that has 540-yard par fours?
Well, I mean, usually in the U.S. Open, par is good enough to win or at least contend. So if you miss a fairway, you know, you see a lot of those pros, they'll just chip out and try to get up and down from about 100 yards. I think that's what separates the pros from us, or at least most of the time. They can recover from getting out of, you know, fescue or whatever they set it up out there at Chambers Bay. But I think one guy that I look up to is Jordan Spieth. I played in a couple tournaments where he was in the same field as me, the U.S. Junior in 2011 and the U.S. Am in 2012. And, you know, just from seeing him hit balls and practice, you could tell he was the real deal. I mean, even before he turned pro, everyone knew he was going to be one of the top golfers in the world pretty soon here. And I think he's like second or third right now, right behind McIlroy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say I definitely look up to him because he's about my age, and you know, age really doesn't matter. You can be 17 years old, you can be 40 or 50 years old, and you can compete in one of these tournaments. So whoever the winner is this week at the U.S. Open, you know, they deserve it. And, you know, I'm honestly rooting for Spieth, so hopefully he can win another major.
And we'll wrap it up with this. Michael Colgate, winner of the Nebraska Men's Match Play, held over the weekend and wrapping up yesterday at the Prairie Club in Valentine. When you transfer, the schools don't make a whole lot of hoopla out of it unless it's football. But, Michael, you have decided to go finish up in Lincoln. Why? What was the decision-making process there?
Honestly, coming out of high school, I really wanted to play for the Huskers. And, you know, when I asked for permission to talk to other programs and when I talked to Lincoln and they said that they could offer me a spot on the team, I was thrilled and more than honored. You know, obviously, it's going to be hard leaving Kearney. I'm sorry to everyone that was kind of following me here at Kearney. You know, it's been a great couple of years. And honestly, I owe everything to Westburn. I mean, where my game's at right now, it wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Wes. He knows a lot about the game. And, you know, I don't know if I could ever make it up to him, but I'm really grateful for the time that he put into my game. But, you know, I mean, growing up, I never really lived in the same place for 3 to 4 years, and I guess that's kind of where I'm coming at here. It's been a good couple of years here, and the fact that I have this opportunity over at Lincoln, you know, I figured I'd just take advantage of it. So I have 2 more years left there, and we'll see how these next couple of years go. And I'm thankful for the time I've had here.
He just loves to pack boxes. He'll on his part time. Mike's going to be a mover, so if you need help moving anytime, Mike likes moving. So we'll see if we can get that fixed up. Michael, we'll see you out at the course. Congratulations on a great week and winning the Match Play Championship. And we will continue to follow your career as you go through the summer and on to Lincoln and the university. So best of luck and thanks and congratulations for all you've done so far.
All right, thank you. And a quick shout out to Ross, Matt, Tyler, Sean, and Elliot at the Country Club. Just had to give them a shout-out, and corn dogs for all you guys.
Don't shout-out to Sean. Everybody else cool. Don't shout-out to Sean. Come on. Michael, great to have you. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. It was fun.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Take care. Michael Colgate joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Pretty much going to wrap things up here, the last minute of the program. Don't forget that we've got a lot more coming up with the College World Series this afternoon, so stay with us for that. Things are blowing up here on the computer, so I'm going to look at those real quick, but we've got a variety of other things going on, so stay with us. NBA Finals tonight, and that tips off just after 8 o'clock. TNL. What do you think, folks? Their navigation corner system is the latest great invention and product that can be in your field. You can visit your TNL dealer to find out more. Kyle Stewart at R&K Irrigation in Grand Island. It's like no other. The TNL GPS navigation corner system featuring real-time kinematic accuracy and wheel angle sensor for true tracking. The package includes the base station, eliminating the need for a subscription. The system tracks multiple constellations, reducing the signal loss caused by tree lines and other obstacles, and there's no electronic interference from power lines. Operators can easily change change the path of the system through the simple Teach function. It's GPS. It's easy for you. And TNL continues to expand what they are doing. Like no other, the TNL Navigation Corner System. Find out more from your local TNL dealer or TLIRR.com. At that point in the program where we kind of run through everything that we haven't had a chance to touch on today, and we have touched on a lot, American Legion baseball tonight. You can hear Kearney Hastings on 1230 KHAS from Memorial Field, Post 52 in Runza, the juniors at 5:30, the senior game on the radio at 8 o'clock. 5 points in Little Caesars will be at Shelton Gibbon. Home Federal, pack a lunch. They're headed to South Sioux City while Dinsdale and USAVE are scheduled to play at Aurora in baseball today. We talked about the Husker football recruit. Did I mention the basketball recruits? I don't remember if I did. If I didn't, the women's basketball, they pick up a couple of big-time commits in Nicole Caton, one of the finalists for the Miss Basketball State Player of the Year in California, and out of Illinois, another guard in Kathleen Doyle. So I think I did, but whatever. Anything from you today, Caleb? Did you go to Polish Days? I forgot to ask you.
No, I didn't go to Polish Days. I went to Oconto for that barbecue.
Oh, is that what they call it over there, the Oconto, that barbecue?
I think it's the fireman's something or other, but you don't leave hungry.
Was this a girlfriend deal or a family deal?
Girlfriend and her family deal.
Yeah, let's see. Okay.
I'm just glad today you haven't talked about my St. Louis Cardinals having the best IT department in the MLB.
I wonder, that just broke at the start of the show. The Cardinals, best record in baseball, won again last night, being investigated for hacking into the Houston Astros, I suppose, because I haven't, that's all I know. So I suppose they're looking at injury reports, who they might be interested in making trades for, drafting. Good Lord.
There's got to be a better team to try to look at that stuff than Houston, doesn't there?
Well, and the crazy thing is, the Cardinals, probably one of the squeakiest clean images in any major sport in the country, and that happens to them today. Danielle Lemick playing the second round with a 6-shot lead, and the state women's amateur should mention that as well on the golf side of things. So there you go. That's going to pretty much wrap it up for this Tuesday Doug and Daddy show. Glad you were along with us. Want to mention one final time that if you'd like to run the State Games of America torch, it's tomorrow, the Holdridge to Kearney leg. You get a free t-shirt. That's what you get, but it doesn't cost anything. You get to be part of the event, and you can call Pat Hagedorn, 402-471-2544. They're still looking for runners, 402-471-2544, or go to NebraskaSportsCouncil.com for more information. And also, congratulations to Monty Dakin, the new president at the Viero Event Center, taking over for Greg Shea. He's been out there since 2012, and we look forward to working more with him. We also thank Adam Sparks of the Tennessee and talking Vanderbilt baseball, Michael Colgate, UNK, and now Nebraska golfer Lizzie Wheatley from the Hilltop Mall. Tomorrow, Nebraska assistant coach Curtis Ledbetter will be among our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.